We actually got the call just before 2 o'clock yesterday in the parking lot of the Walmart on Chesapeake Center Drive. The call came out as an attempted armed robbery of a citizen. We spoke with the victim, this 34-year-old female. She indicated she was walking when she was approached by two very young males. She described them as being about 10, 11, 12 years of age, roughly. One of them displayed a knife, apparently startling her in some capacity, then announcing to her he wanted her to drop her merchandise. Apparently, she just kept walking, and that's when the two suspects fled. Fortunately, she was not harmed. They did not get any of her property. Now, about 2 hours transpired when she saw them in the area nearby the Glen Burnie Mall on the 6700 block of Ritchie Highway. She called police, alerting us, the authorities, that they were in the area still. We actually were able to detain them outside of a Toys R Us. She positively identified them as the two individuals that attempted to rob her.
Did she say why she continued walking?
It's unclear, you know, why she continued on, why she resisted. We certainly don't recommend that folks resist in a situation where you're dealing with an armed adversary, whether they have a knife or a gun. Fortunately, in this situation, it did work out. She wasn't harmed. They didn't get any property. She was very alert. She was a vigilant citizen. Later on, seeing them still in the area, it's unclear why they were still in the area, but apparently they were at a local mall. There's a Glen Burnie Mall in a Toys R Us. She did spot them. One of our officers who was working Holiday Patrol was one of the two officers there on the scene who actually took them into custody. We have officers working at area malls and shopping centers this time of year as we have an increased presence till the end of the year for the holiday shopping season. So, again, fortunately, it did work out. Probably alarming and disturbing on many levels when you have children, somebody this young committing a crime. But there were two arrests made, and we do have an increased presence, and folks need to know that. We will continue to have an increased presence at area malls and shopping centers until the end of the year.
But, again, with the age of these two, that's just the most...
It's unusual. I mean, to say the least, it's unusual to have a crime committed like this by someone who's 11 years old. In fact, the knife was actually found on the 11-year-old. So that's certainly disturbing on many levels. But again, it worked out in this case. She wasn't harmed, and the property was, in fact, not taken from her. But we also want to stress to folks, if you're in a situation you feel uneasy, get to a safe place. It doesn't hurt this time of year to travel in groups. Keep a cell phone handy. Keep those packages out of plain view, too. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that. Keep those packages in a trunk, secured, out of sight. A lot of folks have a tendency to put them in the front seat, go back in and shop again. So just some safety tips. Again, keep that cell phone handy and park in a well-lit area.